Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The story of a parent in handcuffs is rarely a good story.
Yeah, true.
Something went terribly wrong, especially with the case we have in front of us. Yet there is a woman who is here to argue. This makes one side of the parental unit a better parent. Because if you're willing to be put in handcuffs for your child, according to her, you are far more dedicated than the parent that is not.
So you're going the distance for the family.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. It's Wednesday. It's 8 o'clock. You know what that means.
Oh, yeah, but a little hate.
That's right. And about 2 weeks ago, we shared with you a story from SOTUS. Two women, 40 years old and 58 years old, were arrested after an incident at the middle school. The headline read, "Parent in custody after allegedly assaulting deputy at SOTUS Middle School." Authorities say the pair were being disruptive and refused to leave the school when they were asked. We don't know why they were there in the first place.
Yeah.
So the school resource officer was called to get them to leave. And when the officer showed up and was explaining to them they had to go, police say the pair hit the officer and then resisted arrest. On top of that, the whole incident was seen by a child sitting in the office at the time. The pair were charged with a whole bunch of things. The 40-year-old woman was taken to jail.
Yeah.
And when we initially had this discussion, Kimmy, you were surprised by the gender of the two suspects arrested.
Yeah, because I just saw parents arrested or parent arrested, and I assumed dad when I saw the assault part of it.
Okay. So you thought because of the... Let me go ahead.
Yeah, I just, with the security officer being involved, I was picturing dad took it to the next level.
Tommy and I immediately disagreed.
Mm-hmm. As soon as I heard this, man, I said, yeah, this is a clam bake.
Mm-hmm. Clam bake.
Hot clams coming through that door, brother.
So, like, here's the thing. Kimmy, I understand where you're coming from with the aggressive dad angle.
Yeah.
But Tommy and I believe the mama bear instinct and the belief that their child can maybe do no wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Would make a mother more likely at a school to end up in handcuffs.
Anybody I know that's ever dealt with this in the schools, it's always the mom.
Okay. So we had the discussion, we took a couple of phone calls, and that was the end of it.
Mm.
Or so we thought.
Ooh.
Because we got a letter from a woman.
We're getting schooled.
You'd think being arrested at your kid's school would not be a badge of honor someone would wear proudly.
Right.
But this woman says, you're wrong.
Damn.
Actual physical letters sent through the mail telling us we suck, wanting us fired. Sit back and enjoy today's... Hate Mail of the Week.
Today, I listened to a talk about two women who were arrested at a school and whether or not moms or dads would be more likely the culprit in an arrest over their kids. Frankly, I didn't like the tone of the discussion at all. The two men made women sound irrational when arguing, and women are more likely to be arrested for defending their child. Although I agree it would most likely be a mom to be arrested, the idea that it's a bad thing and something to be ashamed of is wrong. This shows how much mothers care where most dads do not. As a parent, you are there to do anything for your children. You feed them while you starve. You lay down your life when there is danger. So to suggest that getting arrested and defending them is a bad thing is simply misguided. Yes, mothers are more likely to be arrested in this instance because they care far more about their children than dads do. I would happily have handcuffs put on me and be taken away to jail if I knew my child was in the right and they saw me defending them. Just because you're arrested doesn't mean you did anything wrong. Just because someone says your child was the bad guy in a situation doesn't mean they're right. Mothers know their kids better than anyone. And as a mom, I'm going to trust the instincts of other moms who are this passionate over a police report or two guys who want to make fun and shame on the radio. Sincerely, Whitney.
Tommy?
Yeah.
Whitney says it's a good thing mothers are more willing to be arrested for their kids. Thoughts on her take?
To overreact at the school. No, it's never a good thing, man. Every time I've heard these stories, it never ends well for these moms.
Okay, well, like, yeah, nobody, you're going to jail.
There's no, like, war plaque out in front of the school where that one day was Sally stood her ground for her child and we changed the education system of America.
Well, right? Sometimes it's repeat offender moms, too.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, I guess you could make the argument you blew up once in a heated moment, but when it keeps happening, tough to make that argument.
No, it is interesting that the mental gymnastics that Whitney does to justify her take, because if you didn't have the initial story we told you about what happened allegedly in SOTUS and just read Whitney's letter, you would think these women in SOTUS were arrested protesting the unjust treatment.
We don't know
of a child.
Why they were there.
Like, she has these women as, like, Martin Luther King or Gandhi or Mandela rolled into one.
Changing history.
But these women were charged with assault and endangering the welfare of a child. And they allegedly attacked a resource officer at the school when they refused to leave. And there was a massive difference in what Whitney is saying in this letter and what actually happened in this story.
Yeah, where you actually attack somebody.
But let's put that aside for a second. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Do mothers care more because they're more willing to go to jail for their kids? And is that even a true statement? 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Gentlemen, if you have kids, can you see a scenario where you are bailing your wife out because of something involving your little ones? And ladies, have you ever found yourself ready to get put in the back of a police car over something that had to do with your kids? Because going back to the initial discussion we had, Tommy, we never said that moms were more likely to be arrested over dad.
No.
We said in this scenario, if you see a parent arrested at a school, that means mom's going down.
Yeah.
Because we see dads arrested all the time for
For all kind of silly stuff.
Sporting events, neighborhood fights.
Fireworks.
Disputes with other kids. It's not like dads aren't in handcuffs. Yeah. The difference is
time and place, you're saying?
I think that Tommy hit it perfectly when we had this first discussion.
What was that?
You argued that dads are more likely to hear a criticism from their kid from a teacher, counselor, principal, and understand.
Because they also did crap like that in school.
Yeah. Like, dads are more likely to
get in trouble in school.
Well, that, and, like, understand that their kids aren't perfect.
Yeah.
Where moms have a hard time with that.
Yes.
I agree with that statement.
Like, my wife never got in trouble in school. Your wife never got in trouble in school.
No.
So she can't understand that. And I don't think my wife understood it until she got into the school system and worked there for 20 years.
Like, it might be one of the smartest things you've ever said.
Well, I'm done then.
Okay.
I'm out. Yeah, I'm tapped out.
Ever. Like, I mean,
I feel like you are, though, giving dads a lot of credit for self-awareness. I mean, maybe there are more that have that than moms, but we talk to guys every day who say their kid is a good kid and they would never do that and they wouldn't do any wrong.
Here's the difference. I think that when it comes to stuff that kids would get in trouble for in school, dads don't.
No.
Hold on.
If their kid's being blamed for something, though,
dads don't see that stuff as really bad.
Bullying
or like picking on somebody or getting in a fight. Okay. Like, that's just what's what kids do. Yes. I understand they would do that.
But that I would think would make them mad if it was being made a big deal of.
I think dads in that situation bring the temperature of the room down instead of escalate the situation.
Look, Kimmy,
in those situations.
I agree with you. In almost every other situation, temperature is being brought up by dad. But I'm with Tommy on this. I'm leaning towards, in that specific situation, dads are more likely to be cool.
Like, they know how to read a room in that situation.
Okay, now we're going too far.
I know. You're going think of every dude that you've worked with, like, what percentage of men in general can read a room?
In certain situations, they can. Not all situations.
You're going to lose me. You had me, and you're about to lose me. Don't lose me. Let's stay home team here.
I'm just saying,
Bro, look, think of the guys we know. They walk in here, stupid things to fall out of their mouths. They can read a room.
But they, but that's kind of stuff they don't understand because they're dumb. But the things they understand, I think they get it.
Okay,
like that, like high school hijinks and shooting your mouth off, or you know what I mean.
Okay, let me
being
try
a little jerk.
I'm gonna fix it.
Fix it.
All right. The main difference between moms and dads might be that dads see their kids as human beings,
okay,
where moms do not. Dads are more likely to realize their kids can make mistakes.
They're not angelic.
Yes, where moms will try to make an outside excuse as to why their kids did what they did.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a fair statement, Kimmy?
I think so.
You're not Kimmy.
I don't know.
Stuck with Tommy Kimmy.
Okay, tell you what. Let's take a call, because I do have an example, I think, we can send home here. 252-WCMF, hate mail of the week. A woman named Whitney writes us a letter saying that the two women arrested in SOTUS for allegations of hitting a resource officer at the middle school after an incident. Moms are more likely to get arrested. Whitney agrees, but she says it's because moms care about their kids more, and you should wear it as a badge of honor.
Mm.
Let's talk to Kira. Hey, Kira, you're on CMF. How are you?
Hey, good. How are you?
Good. What do you got for us?
So, I am a mom of two boys, and don't get me wrong, I'm willing to throw hands for my kids. But if my kid's in the wrong, then they're in the wrong. Like, I'm not going to punch a police officer that had nothing to do with the situation.
Okay, no, look, I understand sitting here having this conversation. That is an easy statement to make. But I would like to ask you some questions, Kira, if you don't mind.
Yeah, of course.
Okay, Kira, how old are your kids?
My oldest is 6. My youngest is 2.
You married, boyfriend, what's a sitch?
I am married.
Okay, married, and dad of both kids you're married to?
Dad of one of the children I'm married to, but has been in the other one's life.
Okay, gotcha.
Years.
All right, so Kira, has there ever been a time where the school called and your husband had to calm you down after what was said about one of your kids?
Absolutely.
Okay, so wait a minute. You just kind of...
Yeah, made our point.
I'm sorry, go on.
My husband would definitely be the calmer of the two of us. Absolutely. It's for sure a mama bear thing, but like I said, if my kid's in the wrong, then I'm going to understand that my kid's in the wrong. Like, I would ask my child, obviously, but I'm not going to be like, well, my kid's never wrong, because he's a kid. Kids make mistakes.
Okay. Have you ever thought that something that happened at the school went too far when it came to punishment or chastising your kids?
Not necessarily. There was a situation where my son was the victim and the school didn't handle it appropriately. But
Kira.
I wasn't taken off of the premise by the police officers.
Okay, no, I understand. But your husband in that situation, was he agreeing with you or was he the one telling you, like, hey, let's calm down here. Let's wait to hear all sides. Let's all be cool.
He was agreeing with me, but he definitely was the calmer of the two.
Okay.
Of us in the conversation.
Okay, all right. Well, Kira,
kind of making her point, man.
Well, but she didn't get arrested. To her point,
I know she's saying
right,
but I mean,
the old man was the cool one.
Yeah, I mean, he was the one that brought the temperature down,
right?
Kira?
For sure,
he's Mr. Cool.
That's weird because I heard in the break room of someone, husband's actually raised the temperature in the tennis.
No, I didn't say that. I said you're giving dads way too much credit.
What do you mean, point? Kira's husband is admitted here? He deserves. What?
Dads, all dads know how to read a room. All dads make great decisions.
I did not say to read a room. That's a stupid statement by a stupid man.
You know,
but
keep
to the letter, though, I would never say that my husband doesn't love my kids as much.
No, nobody suggested.
Well, no, she did suggest that in the letter.
That's
what Whitney said, yes.
Oh, I thought she said.
Tommy wasn't listening.
She's somewhere else. Because, my husband would definitely defend my kids if it need be.
Okay.
But, you know, depending on the situation.
All right, well, Kira, thank you for the call, and thank you for your honesty. I appreciate it.
Yeah, no worries.
There goes crazy Kira.
I mean, she does bring up a good point, because in the letter it's saying dads bring down the temperature because they don't love their kids as much.
Wait, say that again?
The letter essentially is saying dads are the more rational one because almost she's saying they don't love or they're not as passionate about their kids.
That is Whitney's argument,
mm-hmm.
where I disagree with that.
Yeah.
Okay, let me put it this way.
What's that?
Right? Okay. Just personally, my wife is a great mother.
Yeah.
And she's also a big time rule follower. Like the most follower of rules you will ever meet in your life. Do the right thing all the time.
Mm-hmm.
That being said, I have watched a few situations where my daughters were obviously in the wrong.
Yeah.
Obviously. And privately, to me, she kind of inferred that our children were being railroaded.
Yeah.
And in an effort to nip that in the bud,
what'd you do?
I would say, no, actually, I think our kids were in the wrong here. And she'll start to get upset with me.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
She didn't want to hear.
And it's like, it's funny the way that Kiri described it, because I'm literally flashing inside of my house where, like, my husband didn't tell me I was wrong, but he brought the temperature down. Because Kira's husband wants to say, you're wrong.
Yes.
You're wrong here.
But he can't do
that. He can't do that because then he becomes the victim of the anger.
And the temperature starts to go up again.
Exactly. So you have to do this delicate dance where it's like, baby, 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 baby. You're right. But the problem with that is,
you got to be like a master negotiator.
But you have to also find a way to keep it in the house, because now I don't want my wife going back to the school or somebody else, someone, and go, well, my husband also said, I didn't really say it. And if that's something that happens with every mom and dad, we need to figure out why. Is it because women, moms, love their kids so much they can't imagine raising a bad kid?
Yeah.
Is it because any criticism of their children is also a criticism of how they raise those children?
Yeah, I mean, it's a reflection on your motherhood.
I mean, which one? Is it moms just being stubborn? Like, of those three, right? Like, my kid is not bad. Mm-hmm. It's a poor statement about how I raise my kid, or I just don't want to be wrong. Of those three, which one do you think is the most likely?
I think it's a reflection on their mother, their raising, their skills.
So it's not so much about the love of the kid. It's more personal.
It's not a side of my kid that I've ever seen.
Right.
Okay, but see, that would make it number one.
Which is, well, I forgot.
My kid can't do anything wrong.
Oh, no, that was number three.
No, that's stubborn. I'm never wrong.
Oh, I'm never wrong.
I'm never wrong. My mom, I'm a good mom, or my kid is not a bad kid. I'm sorry.
I'm going with I'm a good mom.
Okay, so you're saying the anger coming from moms in these situations is not because of the love of their kid,
it's
but the defense of their raising their kids. Mm-hmm.
It's a reflection on them. Because they nurture them, they carry them for 9 months.
Well, it could also be, see somebody standing in the way of your kid's success, like in a roundabout way.
Mm.
Because if, you know, my kid is, you know, being held, like, you know, being sent to in school suspension or something, well, now you're hindering my kid's ability to be a part of the classroom. You know what I mean? Like, it could also be a you're holding my kid back kind of feeling.
Okay, I understand what you're saying. Yeah, my kid's not getting what everyone else's kid's getting.
Right.
So I wonder if it was better
the
way...
It's more like keeping it fair.
I wonder if it was better the way my parents raised us, because they didn't believe me.
I'm
going to
say no.
No, but they didn't believe...
No.
But they didn't believe anything. But they didn't believe anything that came out of my mouth, and they were right.
Yeah, but you were a terrible person.
But most kids my age were at that point. Like, your parents should have never believed anything
that you
told them. That's
not true. You bullied nice kids.
What?
That's not true. Not every kid was terrible. Not every kid was your level
the
of 60s terrible.
The 60s and the 70s,
oh my God,
the children were horrible.
You admit, like, you did some mean things to nice kids. There were nice kids at the time.
They were, like, 70s nice.
Okay.
You know what I mean? They were still full of sugar and fats.
I'm going to say ignoring it is probably the wrong way to go. Hey, all kids are bad.
No, look. To Tommy's point, my
Your
parents...
old man didn't believe you.
No, but...
He was a cop. He was an investigator. He knew a dope when he saw one, and you were a dope.
I don't know if he's the best example either.
He was a cop for 35 years. He knows a dope when he sees one.
No, look, my... What the hell, man?
You were a creep crumb.
You're lush. You're an 8-year-old lush.
You were. It just didn't show up till you were 16.
No, look, my parents raised me the same way.
Yeah.
My dad never believed a damn thing I said, and he was right about that, too. But to Kimmy's point, you look at the way that both of us turned out, maybe that was the wrong way to be.
I mean, you found a way to make it work, but I don't think that every kid can make that argument.
Right.
And I will say this, in the only defense of Whitney's letter,
right,
I never felt like my parents had my back when I was a kid.
Oh, me neither.
Right? And maybe that's the wrong way to be. Maybe your kids do need to feel like someone's going to go to bat for them.
But I'm always afraid, like, if you do that, a kid's going to see that as a sign of weakness.
Yeah, I get you.
And flip the script on your ass.
Look, I agree with you, man.
That's what I would do.
Yes, I don't know what the right answer is, and maybe parents never figure it out. It's just a constant pendulum back and forth as we're raising our kids, but... I mean, to Kimmy's point, you look at the way we turned out, you can't be like, oh, well, our parents nailed it.
We're doing all right, Pat. Come on.
No, we're not. No, we're not.
You talked your way into a diploma.
That's pretty good skill.
I don't know if you could do that today.
In the South, you can.
Oh, yeah.
Let's take a break.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
There is no official day when this ends.
Oh.
Like, it's not marked on the calendar. Mm. And we all used to be on the same page, but as the weather stays warmer for longer, it can create tension.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to be the bum, the crumb bum, that sets the wrong trend in your neighborhood. But at the same time, if you're the only one doing it, well, what's the point?
Oh.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. We'll jump right into it. We told you yesterday that forecasts say there will not be a day below freezing, at least the way they're seeing it.
Yeah, right now.
Until at least December, which means it's possible we don't get traceable snow in Rochester, New York for the whole month of November.
So you could go through Thanksgiving dry.
Yeah, you got it. And we didn't get any in October, and we didn't get any in September, and it's not what we're used to. So it's great that you don't have to shovel your driveway or deal with the rush hour, snow, whatever.
Yeah, a little snow drought.
But it now creates a problem in your neighborhood. Why? Because something's been going on down the street from you, Kimmy.
Yeah. Because we, you know how, like, I feel like a neighborhood kind of comes to a mutual agreement, like, okay, lawn mowing season is over.
Yes.
Now we are on to shoveling season, or, you know,
raking
season.
Yeah, mowers have gone away. Retire your mowers.
And for the most part, like, I think everybody, it seems like everybody's given that up already. I haven't heard too many lawn mowers out and about, but we do have one, one neighbor who's still out there, like, every couple days, mowing his lawn.
Wait, couple of days?
Yep.
Oh, what happened, What happened, Mr. Lawn?
I can see once a week, but every couple of days?
Getting out shine?
Like, the one day we even go, wait, is he out there again mowing his lawn? He's mowing out there mowing.
Have we all decided, other than this man, that we're done mowing for the season? Because I'm not mowing
my lawn.
Maybe
you got one more mowing, but like to keep it a regular thing, I was surprised to see at this point in the year.
I'm not doing it. Yeah. I'm not doing it anymore.
Well, you're not a lawn guy.
So apparently neither are you compared to this gentleman that Kimmy's talking about.
He's putting everybody to shame in terms of lawn maintenance. I don't know
right
how much it's needed.
You're raking, unless you're using the mower to suck up the leaves?
Well, no, because he blows the leaves, too, so it's not...
So he's cutting his grass.
Yeah.
Are there other people still cutting lawn, mowing lawn? Because I haven't mowed my lawn in like 2 weeks.
Yeah, because it's dead.
Yeah,
it's done.
I quit.
It's dormant for the season.
And even if it wasn't, I quit.
Yeah, we're blades down.
I'm not mowing my lawn in November. That's not going to happen. We don't do that here. I don't care how long the weather stays nice. I'm done.
Unless there's a benefit that I don't know about.
Well, maybe you should read up on it. Well, you got to learn to read first, so that's going to take some time. Maybe there's a picture book that could explain it to you. The mower goes vroom. The grass is green. Tommy is cutting the grass. So, what, are you still mowing your lawn right now?
We do the leaves.
Okay, that's it.
Yeah. But I know guys in my neighborhood that have those catch bags in the back on the riders.
Sure, yeah.
So they ride around and just pull up all the leaves, but they're not blading up the grass.
Blading up. Shut up. Don't try to make...
They're blades down.
Dropping blades.
They're blades down.
Don't try to make mowing the lawn sound cool, because never in a universe
will... Gotta go drop some blades.
Shut up. Everyone shut up. Like, Kimmy, have you guys stopped mowing your lawn?
I think, the last time my husband mowed the lawn was maybe like a couple weeks ago.
Put down your rake.
We don't get too many leaves, so it's not bad. But yeah, then then they come and suck up all the leaves. So once they say they're coming, we'll go rake all the leaves into the front.
Because, like, there's a covenant here that we all have to observe.
What's that?
Right? Like, this is the greatest transition time of the season, because not only do you get your weekends back not having to mow, right? It also coincides with the best sports of the year.
Oh,
right?
Sure. Everything's going on.
Yeah. College football's really heating up. You got the NFL, biggest game of the season on Sunday with the Bills and Chiefs, right? Hockey, basketball, that's all going on.
College.
Yeah. Like I said. So all of those things are now free for you to enjoy on Saturday and Sunday instead of having to spend the day on the lawn. And once that stuff starts, I'm done. I'm not doing it. And you can't make me. And if there's someone in the neighborhood, because it kind of, I get the impression, Kimmy, that this guy is like doing it to try and set a trend for the rest of the neighborhood.
Or he just really likes using like his lawn tools, because he will also, like, he blows the leaves for like hours, and I'm like, your yard's not that big, man. Like, what are you doing out there? I think he's just blowing them in different directions because he likes to use the blower.
Now, it might be another reason he's out there, because he doesn't want to be inside the house.
He lives alone, so.
Oh.
With nobody else.
Man, so that's not it. This is a single guy?
Yep.
Yeah, this is shame. He's all out. He's out there to shame.
He needs help.
He's out there to shame. That's what this is. God, guys like that piss me off. Like, live your own life, man. Don't drag me.
Well, he is. Hold on. He is living his own life.
No.
You're the one without a life if you're pissed off that he's mowing his lawn.
No, but you know why he's doing it. It's the same reason you do what you do.
It's the most annoying sound, too. You know? After a while, you're just like, come on, dude. You got to be done with the blower by now.
And that's another great part of, like, the fall days is the peace and quiet of the outside of that cool, crisp fall weather. And as soon as that mower starts up, as it says in Tommy's picture book, the mower goes vroom. Right? Like, you've knocked that serenity out of my neighborhood.
All right. No,
I hate this guy. I've never met him, and I hate him.
I think he also, and I could just, you know, this could just be a coincidence, but he does always seem to do it once everybody's home from work. Like, it's always, like, later in the day. You know what I mean?
Well, that's when he's home, though, too. If he's gonna
look at you defending him.
Yeah. Same.
Yeah. I don't know. He's home during the day a lot, so could do it during the day.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah, go ahead.
As we talk about, you know, the weather staying warmer into November, we haven't had any snow yet. It looks as if we may not get snow in November at all. Mm-hmm. When you stop mowing your lawn now that the weather is kind of changing. To the guys that go out there and do this, to try and force the hand of everyone else in the neighborhood.
Yeah, the yardmen.
Yeah. What do you get out of that?
Well, personal satisfaction, but the place is buttoned up and it looks right.
No. I mean, it's one thing for you to go and do it for your own lawn because it looks nice. But if Kimmy's correct here that he's waiting for everyone else to get home to, like, shame other people into doing it, what do you get out of that? What do you get out of everyone else having their lawn mowed?
I don't know. Maybe because you look like you're on top of
the
like, you're
maybe
the man.
He thinks people admire it, you know? Like, maybe it's not so much to shame other people as it is, hey, look at me, I'm nailing my yard work.
No, but nobody cares.
You're right.
Nobody ever cares.
Think that people care?
Other guy, you don't care, period, but because you don't care about your yard.
No.
But I do.
No, but that's what I mean. I know you care about your yard,
mm-hmm.
but you've admitted on this show, never have you driven by a yard and been like, that yard looks nicer than mine. Mm-hmm. It's never happened. You think yours is the best, even though it's obviously not. There are far greater lawns in the greater Rochester area.
Not in my hood, baby.
Okay, so the fact that no man is going to admit that lawn looks nicer than mine means all of this work that you're putting in to try and make other people jealous is for nothing, because I don't care if your lawn looks nicer. You do care, but you're not going to admit that his lawn is nicer than yours. So what's the point? Thank you.
All right.
And I'm talking to you when I'm having this discussion right now. You're wasting time. You're wasting the precious few moments you have left of your life. It's all coming to an end.
Yeah, but I want a nice looking yard to drop dead in.
Yeah. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's talk to Rammer. Hey, Rammer, how are you, buddy?
Good morning. Doing good. Sun is shining, right? It's middle of the week, and Bills are going to win.
Yes.
So I got two neighbors that are like this, and what drives me nuts the most is that they literally will take all day to do everything. Well, one guy gets out his riding mower, then after the riding mower, it's the hand mower to trim around, then it's the trimmer, now comes out the blower. So the guy's out there for like 6 hours, and here's the worst part about it. After he's done, the other neighbor starts. So now it's another 6 hours, right?
It's 12 hours.
It's 12 hours of full-on lawnmower.
Yeah, I mean, they're out there at night. I'm telling you, they'll be out there with headlights on their foreheads shining down so they can blow the leaves around. And it's like, The worst part about it is I'm on a dead-end street. It's a quiet street, except for these guys cutting and blowing and weed-whacking and everything. Me, I'll tell you what, I get on my riding mower. We all got, like, half-acre property. So I get on the riding mower. I'm out there for 45 minutes in high speed, and I'm rolling around. I'm done. I'm back inside drinking scotch. I just don't get this whole out there with the scissors manicuring the lawns to do what? The worst part about it, they never spend any time in their yards.
Oh, good call.
The only time
they're out there is when they're cutting, trimming, blowing, whatever. It's like,
see, Pat, they're blowing and a trimming.
Trimming and a blowing.
Pissing off forever.
Sounds like a new song for the album. Yeah, I don't know. I just think there's better things to do than to spend all day.
Yeah, like calling radio stations. Breaking it down.
Yeah, but see, I'm doing the whole double work thing.
Rammer, you don't have to defend. It's a joke, Rammer. It's a joke, Rammer.
Yeah, I'm multitasking over here, right?
Rammer,
if you can't multitask, what's the point? Anyhow, maybe they're just trying to get away from their wives. That's why they're outside.
Possibly. Rammer, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. Oh.
If you can't multitask, then what's the point?
Well, let me put it this way. Yeah. If as a suburban dad you've lost Rammer, you're in the
wrong. Yeah, that's true. Oh,
you know what I mean? That's a $4,000 doorman right there.
He's like a hair in your lawnmower, too.
You've lost America.
We got Facebook messages coming in. You can always get us at WCMF for the Break Room Facebook page. Here come the dads. This comes in from Bill.
Yeah.
Bill writes us, the point of doing it out so everyone can see it is so everyone knows what the standard is for the neighborhood. It comes down to property value. I need your house to look nice so my house looks nice. Two problems with that.
What's that?
Bill. One, you selling your house?
Mm.
No? Shut up. Two, the way that the market is right now, you could set your house on fire and make $80,000 more than you bought it for initially. So shut up with the property value stuff. God, I hate it.
I also don't get the point of, because like in the city, like they come and they suck up all the leaves, but yeah. They'll let you know ahead of time when they're doing it.
Yeah.
They probably do that in other towns too. But I don't get the point of, and some people in our neighborhood have done this, like they've already put their leaves in piles before like all the trees have dropped leaves. So I'm like, you just did all that work when one windstorm could come through and blow it all to crap.
You're right.
And you still have to rake it or blow again. Once all the trees actually lose their leaves. So why not just wait until they're all there?
And let's not discount all the neighborhood kids riding their bikes and jumping into your piles of leaves, which is going to infuriate you.
That does piss me off.
And we did find out last year that the more eco-friendly thing to do is to just mow your leaves into your lawn.
Yeah, just let it rot right into the lawn.
Yes, no, No, it is. It's fertilizer.
You can do that a little bit.
No.
I don't know if you have a ton of leaves, like if you have layers of leaves.
Yeah, would just mow them.
That's what I do. My lawn is
lush. Well, you
don't
have that many trees, though.
I have no trees. Yeah. But sometimes leaves get in my yard, like three or four of them, and I chop them
up. Take that leaf. Cut it out.
Do what you can for the least of humanity.
Okay.
Right? You got to make sure. It takes a village to raise everybody.
Got to do it, man.
And you are only as good as the folks who have it the worst.
Shoulder to the wheel.
That would hurt.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to grind.
Yeah.
Tommy told me shoulder the wheel and it hurts. So it is imperative, especially during this holiday season, that you get out and you help folks that are less
fortunate.
You got
to give to people, man.
Unfortunately, this charity, it seems, is having less and less, fewer and fewer volunteers every year.
That's a shame, man.
They need to get it back up again.
Yeah.
And this is so diabolically good.
It is.
Even someone like Tommy, who openly admits he does not help anybody out of the kindness of his heart for anything. Couldn't get out of this.
Really?
You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF, the Kettle Campaign for the Salvation Army has started.
Part of the bell ringing.
Yep, maybe you've seen them outside the malls or some stores. Mm-hmm. And part of the bell ringing campaign is finding people to ring the bells.
Yeah, you got to have the folks out there.
Yep, and we've learned the last couple of years that people do not want to ring the bells like they used to.
Mm.
And that has caused some problems for the Salvation
Army. Nobody wants to ring anymore.
That's absolutely 100% true, it turns out. So the Salvation Army is trying a new idea.
Yeah, sweeten the pot?
You don't get to take anything out of the pot.
All right.
They're starting a new campaign called It Only Takes Eight.
Eight?
It Only Takes Eight. And they are encouraging volunteers to find seven other people to volunteer with them.
So it's kind of like a pyramid thing where I get other people in
on it? It's not a pyramid scheme. It would be more like a phone, what do you call that thing? Phone tree.
Okay, phone tree.
All right.
So I called my, hey, hey, you want to do this with me?
I am volunteering, and I would really appreciate if you would help volunteer.
Oh, so like you kind of like shame him into it.
Yeah, I mean, I guess shame would be a word to use, right? Would you be susceptible to something like this?
So I'd have to call friends.
Oh, no. If you got a call from somebody who said, listen, I'm volunteering, ringing the bell for the Salvation Army, would you be like, oh, I have to go?
I ain't doing it.
No, this could get someone like you, right?
Well, how about it?
Hey, Kimmy.
There we go.
Now, I had
what if your mother?
No. I believe that there's not a person, a friend that could call you
man
to get you to do this. Yep.
And his mama ain't donated yet.
Uh-huh. But let me ask you this question.
All right, go ahead.
Does your wife have friends that would call her and ask her to do this?
Oh, yeah.
And if she was called and asked, would she do it?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And if she turned to you and said, let's do this, what would you say?
I would fake a heart attack.
Yeah.
Or a massive stroke. Or a combo plate of theirs.
You and I both know that if your wife got a call from a friend.
I can't go out. You know what? Honey, I got oily stool.
And turned to you
and
said, I'd like you to come with me. You're ringing that bell.
Yes, I'd have to go.
So this is so geniusly diabolical. That even Tommy Mulay, the least charitable human being on the planet, would be out ringing a bell, looking for your change, walking into the mall.
But I don't have a face that says, hey, give me money. I don't have a pleasant face. Kimmy says I look terrible.
Yeah, no, you do.
So nobody's going to give me money.
Doesn't matter. You're ringing the bell.
They're not giving you money.
Yeah, they would see my face next to the kettle. It might be.
That actually works.
And like the Salvation Army is a religious thing. I mean, your face looks like somebody opened up the Ark of the Covenant. So it kind of goes together. Looks like one of the four horsemen stepped on it. I mean, Kimmy.
Yeah.
It would be really, really hard if a friend of yours reached out to you to say no.
Especially if it's a friend that has ever shown up for anything you ask them to show up to. Because there's always people like you feel like, yeah, I probably owe them one at some point. Like if that person asks you, you have to say yes. You have to.
And again, you want to think that there's no one else outside of your wife that can get you to do this, but I think you're wrong about that, too.
Well, I was just thinking, sure, there are.
Like, for example?
The grandkids.
Okay. Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, that one I can't get.
And it's also not just kids or family members. If your boss is into something like this, and they come to you and say, you know, it would really be great if we can go do this together. You'd go. You'd have to go.
That sucks.
But you'd go.
That's a hostage situation.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, it is.
It's almost like kidnapping.
Sure. But you're going.
Call the cops.
And say what?
I've been kidnapped.
Where are you?
I'm at the mall right now.
I mean, I guess, you know.
I'm at the Bonefish Grill. Come save me.
It's a by any means necessary situation for the Salvation Army, but it's going to work. It's absolutely going to work.
Might as well just call it
but how long
guilt
do you think
your friends.
Yeah.
But how long do you think it's going to work?
It doesn't need to last.
You got to do it every year, but like,
yeah.
I'm only going to do this once.
That's what you think.
Again, I ain't answering the phone the next time.
No, because again, it's not just the phone. If your wife turns to ass.
I will never talk to her again.
I got you. By the way, where's the bad part for her? 25GWCMF, the Salvation Army, hurting for volunteers to ring the bells the last couple of years, have started a new campaign. It's called It Only Takes Eight, and they are encouraging people who already volunteer for the Salvation Army, ringing the kettlebells there, or the bells for the kettles, to reach out to seven other friends, asking them to come and volunteer. And it sounds like something, well, I ain't gonna do it, except there's absolutely someone in everyone's life, in fact, multiple people in everyone's life, that you could not say no to. Why would you not just do this out of the kindness of your heart?
Because I don't want to do it.
Oh, no. An hour out of your life? You could be sitting at home doing nothing.
Because I don't like.
That's your response.
I mean,
because I don't like. You're a 60-something-year-old man, and your response is, because I don't like.
I don't. Obviously, I'm not. It's only one because the numbers are down. Nobody wants to do it. Maybe they should come out. Let me say this.
Okay, sure.
Hold on. They've been collecting this money like this since the Titanic, right?
The reason they had to collect it, all the money they had went down with the Titanic.
Right. Yeah. But this is maybe you should change the way you do things.
Give me a better idea.
That's up to you.
No, I'm
not into the charity game.
I love it. I'm not into the charity game.
But if you're chasing away all your bell ringers, then you need to change your business plan.
You are literally the biggest charity case in the greater Rochester area.
What are you talking about?
You live in your wife's house. You're a spoiled-ass, bitch-ass kid. You get paid to do this, which is charity. They write off your salary here. Do you know that?
Probably.
They write off your salary. And you're going to sit here and go, I don't want to do charity. You just take. You are the biggest taker.
I am a collector of charities.
Yeah, no kidding.
So why do I not have to do the other side?
Why do I not good do the other side?
Is you know I'm right. It's an antiquated system of collecting money.
So give it a better idea. Go.
But that's not my job.
No, but you can't.
I'm not part of the Salvation Army. I'm not out to save souls.
I just love guys like you. And I don't know if it is antiquated because
it ain't working.
Well, but the mall's going to be crowded during the holiday season.
They got to be slammed.
And it's not that it's not working. It's not. They said they don't have the volunteers because
hey, how do you? I got a question.
Nobody wants to ring anymore.
Yes. Because it was always you put the change, you get cash in the kettle.
They have a QR code you can scan on the way in if you want to with your phone to donate via like Cash App.
All right.
No, that takes a hell of a lot more work.
Yeah.
And you are losing the shame money because I always feel like I can't walk by without putting money in the thing. But.
All right.
252 WCMF 252-9263. Guilted into volunteering. David's on CMF. Hey, David. How are you, buddy?
Well, I'm doing fine, thanks.
All right. What do you got for us, David?
Well, I'm thinking about how the plan is going to work, trying to get eight people to volunteer for the kennel work.
Okay.
I think the best work that people do is actually in a different way. So,
how's that?
A lot of places, people that have community work service to do with court matters end up doing kennel work.
Okay.
That's one of the ways.
Okay. So you're saying go out and get people who need to do court-mandated community service.
Anyway, and then let them be around the money.
Well, it's locked.
Oh, well,
that always solves the problem. I've never seen locked money being stolen.
The least of those, Tommy. The least of those.
Hey, how many guys would you ask right now that are in your basement? Because you have, I have people in my basement laugh.
I mean, and voice too, David. I mean, you seem like a nice guy, but that is a scary voice. And
that is a Dateline voice.
There it is. David, is there someone in your life?
Yeah, they're in the basement.
That could guilt you into ringing a bell voluntarily.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, we'll see you out there, David.
Absolutely.
I'm a
volunteer kind of guy, anyways.
That's a good man, right here.
We're only on this earth for so long. I don't object to putting a little bit of my time to helping others.
But that's what you should do.
Yeah. Even out all the horrible things he's done with his voice. David, great to talk to you, buddy. I really appreciate it.
Take care.
There goes scary David.
That was one disturbing voice.
Yeah, I got a chill down my spine. Oh. It was an interesting day in a quiet neighborhood until David moved in. 252 WCMF, but let's talk to Mike. Hey, Mikey, how are you, buddy?
Good, bro. Hey, I know one thing, how Tommy could make a lot of money for the Salvation Army.
How?
For the sign in front, right next to him and everything, say, I'm the big wig at WCMF and everything.
So you want him to lie?
Well, yeah, I could, they could be too, but.
I thought this was going to be your mom joke.
I know.
I was really waiting on it.
Mike is actually being sweet to you, and you're not expecting it.
Very disappointed.
He can wear a sign around his neck that says, I used to know Brother Weeze. Maybe they'll do something for you.
Yeah, no, I don't think that'd work at all. But
brah, give me money, brah. Mike, do you have somebody in your life that could guilt you into doing this?
Oh, I've done it before.
Okay, so tell Tommy how nice it is.
It's not bad. You just sit there. They give you a chair to sit down or stand up, whatever you want to do, and just sit there and ring the bell.
So you do it every year?
No, I've done it three times. Two of the times I was dressed up as Santa Claus.
Oh, that's fun.
Oh, my God, man. It's misery.
Oh, my God. Mike, thanks for the call, buddy.
Shut up, Tommy.
Get him, Mike.
I think
get
you're
him.
A fan of me.
Sucks. No, Mike thinks you suck now. Mike, thanks, buddy. Have a good rest.
I got to be some Santa suck up plus a bell.
You definitely be an elf. Definitely.
I have been an elf.
I know. I saw the commercial.
Yes. Thank you, Stereo Shop. May you rest in peace.
Let's take a break.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.